scripture lesson for today is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 22, verses 39 through 46. But before we read today's gospel message, let us begin with a prayer. Almighty God, as the scriptures are read and your word proclaimed, reveal to us the way of salvation. By the power of your Holy Spirit, that we may not grow weary in doing what is right. Amen. Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, Pray that you will not fall into temptation. He withdrew a stone and threw it beyond them, knelt down and prayed, Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done. An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. When he rose up from prayer and went back to the disciples, he found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. Why are you sleeping? He asked them. Get up and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
So Gray stuck us with the theme of all in. And in this scripture, it definitely shows Jesus going all in. We typically hear this scripture read on Monday, Thursday, or Good Friday as we are approaching Easter. We listen to it as we consider how Jesus was willing to die on the cross for us. And it reminds us how Jesus prayed so intensely that his sweat was like drops of blood. And how he agonized, asking God to remove this cup. But ultimately, if it was God's will, he would accept it. Each year during Holy Week, I consider this example of Jesus in prayer. What courage he had. What overwhelming trust Jesus had. What obedience and faith. And to be honest, every year I always feel guilty. Because we hear of this faith that Jesus has at the exact same time that we are shown that the disciples, who Jesus simply asked to pray, can't even stay awake. So if we're going to talk about going all in using this scripture passage, it makes me uncomfortable. How can I find the kind of faith that Jesus had? If Jesus is the measure of being all in, I fail at it all the time. And I could stand here today and give you some tips and tricks about how you could become like Jesus. If only we trusted God more, if only we tried a bit harder, if only we concentrated more, then we too could pray Jesus' prayer. Not my will, but yours, O God. But I wonder if we want to use this scripture to talk about being all in, maybe we should take a closer look at the disciples. Maybe instead of figuring out how to be like Jesus, we could at least figure out how to be like the disciples. I know, they were invited to pray and they fell asleep. So how is that being all in? Bear with me, I think I can explain it. So I've been doing this online exercise program called Mama Strong. It is specifically focused on helping women regain their strength after they've had children. It might help some women lose weight, but that's not really the point. The point is to increase your strength so that you can live the life you want to live. And because the target audience for this exercise program is mostly women with young children, they have very little time alone. So each workout is 15 minutes long. And Courtney, the woman who designs it and demonstrates the workouts, is a struggling mama herself. And so in addition to showing you how to exercise to gain strength and not to hurt yourself, she also includes all these encouragements. She talks to you as she's instructing you. And as I've been doing this workout program, I can't help but think, what would Mama Strong look like as a spiritual training program? For those of us who maybe feel like we are not having the time or the capacity to be experts at our prayer life, maybe this 15-minute a day technique might help us. So as Courtney is doing these videos, she has many mantras and things she repeats over. In the intro videos, as I was getting frustrated and I felt like I couldn't keep up with the instructions and I certainly was doing the whole thing wrong, she started saying, embrace being a beginner. You're not going to be good at this at first. You might not feel anything yet. You might not be able to tell if your muscles are working. You might not have any idea if you're doing it right, but just keep going, just keep trying, and eventually it's going to come together for you. Embrace being a beginner. Now, it would be wonderful if we were all expert prayers. And right away, we just had this calm assurance that we were praying in all the right ways, and God was hearing us, and we were hearing God's response. But if we ever want to feel it, the only way to get there is to just keep doing it. Even if it's awkward, even if we're not sure we're doing it right, even if we feel like we're not good at it. What if one of the ways we were all in was to embrace being beginners and trust that if we keep showing up, we might sometimes feel the presence of God? Now, another mantra from this program is win ugly. So often we get ourselves into a mindset that we have to create the perfect environment and we have to be 100% invested if we're going to see results. Instead, she encourages, if the way you're able to do these exercises is by showing up in your pajamas and your bare feet, well, then do that. And if you have to just clear off a little piece of floor with kids' toys all around you, do it. And if your kids won't stop bothering you and interrupting you, don't let that deter you. Even if you have to hit pause 15 times during a 15-minute workout. In fact, in many of the videos, she models this so graciously as her kids come in and ask where their shoes are or where is the Wi-Fi password or jump onto her back. She just keeps persevering and moving forward with the exercises, even if that means she misses pieces of the intervals, even if the exercises have to be modified. She just had a baby, and so as she's instructing us to, you know, do our arm circles and our crab walks, she's holding her baby and saying, just if you have to, just do whatever you have to do to make it, just move your body, right? Just keep moving your body. She even has come up with what she calls 5-minute hacks for those days that 15 minutes is just too much. You can do 5 minutes of movement. And she has named one of these, the kids won't get off of me. And that's for when you can't even find 5 minutes of peace alone from your children. And I thought what it might look like to win ugly in our spiritual lives. Now, for those of us parenting young children, it can be hard to set aside this block of quiet time to focus and pray as much as we would really like to. But I would imagine all of us in this room, whether you have children or not, or they're young or old, we have this ideal of spirituality that gets in the way of us actually connecting with God. We have this idea of what it should look like, and then life creeps in, and it never quite seems to measure up. Now, for me, that ideal picture looks like quiet time, totally focused and alert, ready to pray, ready to listen. And if I'm honest, that doesn't happen for me very often. But what if instead of waiting for those perfect moments, we all just committed to winning ugly? To pray even if we only have 30 seconds to do before the next interruption comes to us? What if winning ugly means we pray even if our prayers are not well thought out, well articulated, theologically deep prayers? Even if we can't unearth that prayer chair that Gray wanted us to have because it's so covered in dirty clothes? And we certainly don't have to brew our special Bible reading coffee as we sit next to the window with a beautiful sunrise and quietly contemplate the beauty of God. Maybe you've seen posts like that on Facebook or Instagram for those of you who are into social media. What if we attempted prayer even if we are so tired that our eyes are drooping as we invite God into our midst? Winning ugly might mean that we allow 15 minutes or 5 minutes or 30 seconds to be enough. And that we just keep trying to show up for whatever amount we can, even if we're only showing half effort, even if our prayers aren't pretty, even if we fall asleep when we should be focusing on God. Being all in might just mean we show up whatever way we can, and we trust God will be present with us. Now, in addition to the advice about embracing being a beginner and winning ugly, another Mama Strong mantra is to begin again. Now, for any of you who have ever tried to incorporate exercise into your life, you can know that you can have a decent streak going and then you get really busy or you have a family emergency or you get that cold that just knocks you out. Sometimes, let's be honest, exercise is just too much work, and so you miss a day and then another and another, and then you start to feel guilty about it, and then you spend time thinking about how you really ought to, but you've already messed it up, and so maybe you just give up on it altogether. You get caught in this downward spiral of guilt and self-blame. But Mama Strong encourages us to be gentle with ourselves. Instead of focusing on what you've missed or what you should have done and then you didn't do, the Mama Strong mantra, begin again, simply invites us to release the guilt and the shame and to jump back in. It's okay. You are okay. Begin again. And we could benefit so much in our spiritual lives if we could let go of the guilt and the shame of not being enough. And simply allow ourselves to begin again and again and again as many times as we need to. And there may be weeks or seasons where we are consistent and engaged. And there may be weeks or seasons where it's too hard and we fall off the prayer wagon. But instead of wasting our emotional energy feeling bad about it, what if we just decided being all in means we have permission to begin again? When I read our scripture passage for today, the example of Jesus seems too hard to me. I know I won't measure up. And if I'm honest, every time we read this during Holy Week, I feel some guilt and shame about being the disciple who falls asleep. The disciple who's sitting in the Monday Thursday service trying to pay attention to the scripture readings, and I just can't even make it fully through. I feel bad that I'm the disciple who doesn't do what Jesus asks, who basically lets Jesus down in his time of need. But what if the model of being all in this passage isn't Jesus' amazing prayer, not my will but yours? What if this passage is giving us advice on how we can embrace being beginners, how we can win ugly, and how we can begin again? The passage starts out saying that Jesus went out to the Mount of Olives, as was his custom, as it was something he routinely did. He did it regularly. He was ready to pray the prayer he prayed because he had this custom of prayer, this habit of prayer, and he was inviting his disciples into this habit. And yes, we will not be as faithful as Jesus. But what if we gave ourselves permission to show up just as we are, even if it's in our pajamas and bare feet, and to make prayer, even if it is ugly and incomplete, part of our custom? What if we let go of the image of that perfect disciple who manages to stay awake and pray fervently and allow ourselves to be the disciples who go with Jesus to the mount and do our best but still manage to fall asleep? At the end of the passage, Jesus asked the disciples why are you sleeping? And I always feel judgment in that. I feel like I've failed. But you'll notice if you stick with the passage that, as far as we can tell, Jesus doesn't get angry. He doesn't chastise or tell them off. He simply repeats the instruction he began with. Pray that you may not come into the time of trial. Perhaps he is inviting them to begin again. Perhaps he is inviting us too. So when we find ourselves, for whatever reason, distracted or spiritually asleep, instead of feeling bad about ourselves, what if we simply began again? What if we went back to our original attention and we start praying again, knowing that we might just fall asleep again? What if we can begin again and again and again, and that is okay? Now, in this exercise program, as a motivator, there are monthly challenges. And if you can make it to the end of the month, you can do anything. You can do 2 minutes of stretching. You can do a 5-minute hack. You can do the 15 minutes. If you can make it to the end of the month, there are prizes. And these prizes often include stickers that you can print off yourself onto labels. And one of the sets of stickers included a sticker saying, "Expert Failure." What if being all in like the disciples means that instead of holding ourselves to the standard of Jesus, we embrace being expert failures? What if being a disciple who is all in doesn't mean being really good at concentrating and fervent prayer, but it means continually turning to God in any little or big way that we can? Trusting that even if we are failing, God is shaping us and strengthening us and rebuilding our bodies and our spirits so that we can have the endurance we need to run the race of faith. Amen.